This week on The Marquee, we've got sequels for the whole family. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum are heading back to school again in 22 Jump Street. After rooting out a high school drug syndicate, Schmidt and Jinko are sent off to college to locate the supplier of a new drug known as Wi-Fi. Just as wild as the original 21 Jump Street, the sequel takes a familiar concept and pridefully replicates it.
In this week's second sequel, Jay Baruchel returns as the voice of Hiccup in the animated adventure How to Train Your Dragon 2. When Hiccup and his pet dragon Toothless discover a hidden cave housing hundreds of wild dragons, they find themselves facing yet another battle.
Opening at the gateway, James McAvoy takes a huge step away from X-Men's Professor Xavier in Filth. McAvoy plays Bruce, a drug-addicted police officer that's willing to do anything for a promotion, including harming his family and his fellow officers.
The latest from Meek's cutoff director Kelly Reichert, Night Moves stars Jesse Eisenberg, Dakota Fanning, and Stellan Skarsgård as three environmentalists planning to bomb a hydroelectric dam in protest.
In the Brazilian documentary Elena, a young woman moves to New York City with dreams of becoming an actress like her mother. Years later, the younger sister that she left behind comes in search of her.
The documentary Ai Weiwei, The Fake Case, follows a controversial Chinese artist as he battles a lawsuit from the Chinese government and continues to fight for human rights while on house arrest.
Opening at the Drexel in the drama Words and Pictures, Clive Owen and Juliette Binoche play rival teachers that are lovers outside the classroom. One believes words are more important, while the other firmly believes in the power of images. When they enter a school contest, their beliefs and relationship are tested.
Or for romance and comedy at a bargain basement price, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and Kate Upton team up for The Other Woman, or Woody Allen in John Turturro's Fading Gigolo. But for my pick of the week, I'll go with 22 Jump Street. The original was a wildly funny surprise, and the follow-up lives up to its predecessor in every way. Forget about the flashy sci-fi thrillers, this is my must-see movie of the summer.
I'm still not sure if I liked it more than the original, but 22 Jump Street is certainly good enough to be my pick of the week.
Or if your Father's Day weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit. Directed by Kenneth Branagh, this spy series reboot stars Chris Pine as the young CIA agent who's sent to Moscow to look into what appears to be a Russian plot to collapse the U.S. economy. Famously bumped from a high-profile Christmas release to a January release, it's definitely a flawed thriller, but it's still suspenseful and entertaining.
In the action thriller Nonstop, Liam Neeson plays an alcoholic air marshal that must prevent his flight from being hijacked by a murderous texter demanding $150 million. While not one of Neeson's best, it does a pretty good job of keeping the audience guessing until it skids right off the runway in the final act.
The documentary Tim's Vermeer follows an obsessive inventor on his quest to recreate the techniques used by the Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer. Directed by magician Teller and hosted by his partner, Penn Jillette, it's a basic but intriguing adventure through art and science.
In Alan Partridge, Steve Coogan plays a narcissistic DJ that finds himself trying to defuse a police standoff with a recently fired co-worker after his station is sold to a conglomerate. If you're in a mood for something a little more retro, you can check out one of this week's catalog releases, like The Mechanic, starring Charles Bronson, or Clint Eastwood's New Orleans murder mystery, Tightrope.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll skip the questionable thrillers and go with Tim's Vermeer. Like this week's other releases, it's far from perfect, but whether you prefer art or science, you're sure to be impressed by Tim's experiment.
Tightrope is an entertaining and somewhat forgotten Eastwood thriller that deserves to be rediscovered. It's also Allison Eastwood's debut film.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a rom-com sequel and a hit Broadway bio. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
only the meek get pinched, the bold survive.